good morning to you now. It is 10:02 here at AM 560 KWTO, and it's time for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, RJ. How are you doing?
I'm upright and breathing, beats the alternative. I ain't looking at dirt this morning, and that's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, this morning the weather is absolutely beautiful here in the Ozarks. I know our normal producer is on his way to a cruise, but compared to what we had last week, this is pretty nice.
Yeah, don't depend on me for this next week, okay?
You going to bail on us?
No, I'll be here unless they throw me out the door between then and now, but I just don't know what the weather's going to be next week. Omniscience is not part of the job description.
I thought every producer was omniscient.
No.
I have to tell you, though, RJ, I think, as far as the all-knowing, ask RJ. He's going to know something about whatever you're going to ask him.
Boy, I got you all fooled, don't
I? Oh.
Introduce yourselves to the planet.
Hello, I'm WK Boyce.
And this is Ken Boyce.
And we're here with The Life You've Always Wanted. And we're here every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. This is an hour of looking at who we are, looking at what we want, looking at how we best go about to get that life that we've always wanted. And we've been talking about past month of January. This past month, we've been talking about commitment. And what it means to be committed in marriage, and what it means to really love your spouse, and what it means to really be committed to your family, and how that involves your whole life, and your mind, your heart, your presence. It involves everything that's about us, that we give to our spouse, that we give to our kids. This morning, we're going to continue along this line of thinking, but we're talking mainly to spouses today, as we're talking about romance. Romance. You know, guys and gals, Valentine's Day is coming up very quickly. A week from this Thursday, it's Valentine's Day. That is D-Day. That is the day for a lot of relationships, not only in the Ozarks, but across the country. And so if you'd like to call us and talk with us this morning, and you may want to call and tell us the most romantic thing that your spouse has ever done. What is the most romantic thing your husband or your wife has ever done?
We just picked up a hiss or a hum here in the headset. I'm not quite sure either.
Ah, I hear it.
Alrighty.
And I'm not sure why. So let me work on that for a couple of seconds, figure out why.
All right. Well, we've got that going on. If you'd like to join us in studio, check my mic. See if that's what's...
I think it is a problem elsewhere. There we are. Try that.
If you'd like to join us in studio, give us a call at 862-9977. 862-9977. I tell you what, while we're doing that, let's go ahead and go with the 2 minute, and we'll be right back.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, the dreams, the love ever after. This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will soon be here. Now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine that morning walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever-after love. After lunch, a few thoughts to stir your soul, then the rest of the afternoon for just the two of you. Do you go to the pool, hit the town, or maybe just stay in? Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Hosted by WK Boyce. Come discover the secrets. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com. Our secret is taught. It's our favorite part of the story.
Let's just admit we all want to make it too. Ever, ever after. If we just don't get it in our own way. Ever, ever after. It may only be a
win. All right, we're back here. This morning, we are continuing our thoughts. We've talked about what it means to be ever after. We've talked a lot of different qualities about that, considering commitment. When the times get tough, how do you make it last? How do you get through it? And we've had several examples, some of them talking about the couple down in Alabama that have been married 80 years. 80 years. That's incredible. How do we make that happen? How do we have that in our life? Is that just something that's old-fashioned? I don't think so. So this morning, as we explore this concept, what it means to be ever after, what it means to be romantic. And WK, you were saying earlier that this is mainly for spouses. But I think this is across the board. Because this actually gets back to when we were dating, the things that we do while we're dating, being able to continue those things through to when we're married. Because so many times we give up on those things during life.
Yeah, and the things we do when we're dating is that we want to put our best foot forward. We want to make our date, our girlfriend, boyfriend, to think the best of us, to help them believe that we're thinking the best of them, and to know that time together that we spend is something we look forward to. We look forward to that time when we can spend all the time together. Beach Boys have a song, "Wouldn't It Be Nice?" And it says very well, they want to spend time together, they can spend the night together. So to do the things that all couples enjoy doing, just spending time together, sharing together, experiencing new things together. And things, as you said, many times that all goes by the wayside once we become married. And it doesn't have to. Those are things that bring us together, and those are things that keep us together. That's what the emphasis is this morning. It's those things that keep us together for the rest of our lives. My mom and dad, your mamaw and papaw, were married for 58 years, celebrated a lot of anniversaries until we lost papaw in 05. But it's important to realize that that is increasingly the norm. You know, the majority of people in this country today are married. They're choosing to marry, to spend their life, to commit their life to one another.
What are some of your secrets to being romantic? When we ask, what does it mean to be romantic? What do you do to be romantic? Give us a call. Guys, let's ask this question first from the guys. Give us a call at 862-9977. What do you do to be romantic? How are you romantic? What does it mean? So give us a call.
Let me give you some reasons. Just some reasons to be romantic. There are many reasons. Many reasons. As I said a minute ago, it's in order to help us to stay together, for our love to continue to grow, for our love to continue to be nurtured and to cherish that love and to cherish that presence with each other every day. But one reason is that you'll experience the spark of infatuation again. When you're romantic in your love life, you create sparks of love in you and in your partner's heart. And your partner's going to be happier. Your romantic behavior creates a happy mood with your partner. And this is perhaps the most important reason people act romantically, which is to make their spouse, their partner, happy. Also, you'll be happier. When you're romantic, you get attention from your spouse, so naturally you're going to be happier. Not only that, but you will make love more often. It's a proven theory that when people are happy and romantic, they have sex more often than any other people. And you'll enjoy sex more. And when you're happy, you will make love with full determination and concentration. You'll keep your love life alive. You'll keep your love alive. Romantic people have a deeper relationship and mutual attraction, which helps their love to stay alive. Now, romance isn't sugar and candy. Romance is life. Romance is ourselves, the gift of ourselves to one another, the gift of our time to one another. And to know the things that we're doing for one another are things that the other really, really cares about, that helps them to feel cared for. Another reason to be romantic is that you'll increase the probability that you'll stay married. You'll add depth and meaning to your relationship. You'll create a safe haven where you can really be yourself, and you'll truly be heard and deeply understood by that one other human being that's the most important or most significant in your life. These are real reasons, legitimate reasons, to think about being romantic, to consider being more romantic in your married life.
So what is romance? What does it mean to be romantic? Yeah, there's a lot of different definitions out there. And most of them, I think, if we throw them off the cuff, would probably be wrong. You know, we're looking for the big gestures, that type of thing. I asked my wife before I came on the air, I said, "Sweetheart, do you think I'm romantic?"
And? Well, that's a loaded question.
Oh, that was a loaded question. But I took the chance. She goes, "Well, you're sweet." Gee, thanks.
Which is romantic. That's part of it.
And I said, "Okay. in your opinion, what would be romantic? And she goes, well, she goes, if you just plan to take me out to dinner with, and don't tell me where we're going, anything else, just get ready and let's go and have everything all planned out. And I didn't have to think about anything. Don't ask me where we're going to go or what I would like to have for dinner. Just plan it and go.
Mm-hmm.
That was an idea of romantic.
And I hear that from a lot of wives. In counseling, I hear that from a lot of wives. I also hear from a lot of wives that they'd like to date at least twice a month, if not every week.
Mm-hmm.
But most wives are more realistic because of kids and responsibilities and activities. But they would like to go out at least twice a month. I said often here on the radio program that Pat and I have a date night. Every Friday night is our date night. And many times we'll go out to a movie, go out to dinner, they go on a picnic, may spend time together at home. And we're not watching television or we're not involved in other activities around the house. We're just spending time together. That's our date night. That's our time together. And it's something we've been married for 37 years, going on 38. It's important in our life to have that time, to know that we have that time to be together. It comes Friday night, we are involved with each other. And there are things that come up and we're flexible, and if something comes up, we need to be gone Friday night, we'll do that, but we'll also come back and arrange our date night around those activities.
Now, you've got grown-up children now.
Very grown-up, yes.
But what if you have kids that are small kids?
Yeah.
Every couple, as we're raising our families, kids are one of the greatest blessings in the world. Absolutely, there's nothing better than raising your kids. Being a dad, I've said this on the air many times, being a dad, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like coming home and then realizing that I'm at the front door, and from all areas of the house, you hear nothing but footsteps running and jumping and, Daddy! And get tackled at the front door. Nothing better mm-hmm. than that. But being a parent is only a part of my life. And I hate to say it, but raising our kids is a temporary venture. Now, a lot of times we put our kids above our spouse. If your kids are more important than your spouse, you need to ask yourself a question of why. Because that's one thing there that needs to be addressed. Our kids are not more important than our spouse. Our kids at best are temporary. They will move on 18, 20 years. They'll go on and they'll have their own life. Now, there'll always be a relationship there, but they're not always going to be with us.
That's true.
And our marriage is supposed to last a lifetime.
Let me come back to that. You know, being romantic will make you better parents. Being romantic with each other will make you better parents because you'll make your home life happy and peaceful, which brings joy to the lives of the kids. Kids know if their parents love each other. They know because they watch it, they see it, they observe it. They sense it. They feel it in the interaction between mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's stress, tension, anxiety between mom and dad, they sense that as well. So couples that are romantic, couples who spend time together, couples who are investing in each other are really helping their children's lives because the children will understand love better than most kids. And your children will experience what love is really all about, and they will have a better chance of choosing a good partner wisely when they choose a spouse, future husband or wife. And your children will be better able to create healthy love relationships. I often have people in my office who come in for counseling say, I never saw my mom and dad express any affection toward each other. Well, did they love each other? Well, I think so. You know, they were good to us. They provided for our needs, but I never saw any affection between them. And they never had any affection with us. No overt hugs or kisses or when they were small, sitting on the parents' laps, hugging their necks. Those kids grow up not understanding, not having experienced the kind of expressive love that romantic couples have.
You know, there's also kids that were raised by single parents. And a single parent, that is one of the toughest jobs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the kids don't get is that interaction, that example of how mom and dad are supposed to act. How am I supposed to react and act with my spouse? Those are part of things that are missing. Even though it's a tough job, that's something that they're not seeing. So if we're raising our kids, and we're talking about going out on dates and being having that romantic gesture, what do you do with the kids?
You know, one of the things that couples can do is to swap date nights with other couples who have young kids also. Uh-huh. That they'll watch your children while you go out on a date, and perhaps sometime during that week or even the next week, you'll watch their kids while they go out. And it is not an added expense that way for a babysitter or for child care. And it really helps. Plus, it helps you get to know the other family better. And it could be grandparents, it could be aunts, uncles, it could be anybody that you could swap off with taking care of the kids. That's one of the most effective ways that I found for a lot of young couples where money's pretty tight, but they still need the child care so that they can get away, spend some time together.
And this is important. And the kids will have a ball going over and playing at a friend's house. Don't worry about the kids.
The kids are pretty resilient. I think a lot of parents, especially if the kids are really young, if they're between 0 to 6 months old or 0 to 12 months old, many parents are very hesitant to leave that baby in the care of someone else. But it's still important. One of the best things that we as parents do is to help our children learn how to separate from us. And there's always some type of separation anxiety for both parents and children the first couple of times that happens. But they learn that they're going to see their parents again. You learn that you're going to see your children again. So it helps that child in their development to learn how to be apart from their parents. I know some parents that never go anywhere without their kids. Never go anywhere without taking their kids along. And I find that extraordinary. I don't think it's exceptionally healthy. Children need to know that they can be apart from their parents and that they will survive. They need to know that developmentally growing up. And so it helps. It also helps mom and dad have some time to know that the marriage relationship is the core relationship in the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's the core relationship.
You know, we talk about the life you've always wanted. And one of the things that we discuss on so many levels is going back to the basics. And we've used this analogy of Vince Lombardi, after getting whooped on the football field, walk back and go, gentlemen, we need to get back to the basics. And he holds it up and says, this is a football.
Yeah.
And that's getting back to the very basics. And that's what we're talking about in a lot of cases. It's getting back and putting ourselves on an even keel. Now, that's an old Navy term. But basically, if you're listening to the port or starboard, if you're leaning over one way or the other, you're not on balance. You're not on an even keel. And so many times, we start out life on an even keel, and then we start putting things in our arm. And we'll hold on to this. Well, we've got a job now. Okay, we got a couple car payments. Let's put that over. Now we got the kid, and now we got gymnastics, and now we got basketball. And by the time you're said and done, you're listing almost completely to the point of capsizing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is completely off balance. So many times we just need to be able to get back to an even keel, get back to what's important. And that's why we address this relationship, this core relationship, this family relationship, the marriage between a husband and wife. That is the very essence of community. That is the basics of community. That is the foundation of a community, is that family system, that family relationship, that husband and wife react with each other, and it affects everything else from that point outward. So when we're getting back to the basics, every day we have to get back to these basics. And when we get back to these basics, when we get back to an even keel, when our compass is pointing north, we can navigate the rest of life generally pretty easily. And if things come up, we know how to take care of them because we get back to the core of what's important. So that's what we're talking about now. We're wanting to be on that even keel, okay? Now how do we enhance that? How do we get this life we always wanted? How do we achieve this ever after that every one of us, I guarantee, has thought about?
Mm-hmm.
The day we walk down the aisle, I have yet to see anyone walk down the aisle and the minister say, take her, take him, and someone go, well, maybe.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Never. Till death do us part. That's the commitment. That's what we've been talking about the previous couple of weeks. And we talked about it, and we had a lady call in by the name of Holly. And she said, you know, that's exactly right. 5 years. 5 years, I was hoping for that commitment that didn't come. That was at the end of last week's show. So we're talking about these life essentials, the very basics. And when we get these right, we tend to make the rest of life just blossom. And romance is a part of that. Romance, it's not the big, showy things that we do. It's not, you know, proposing on national television with, you know, 100 dozen roses around. And it's the small, everyday things that we continue to do. That's romance.
Yeah, it's those things every day that says you're special to me. It's those things every day that says, I'm so glad that you chose to spend your life with me. It's every day of saying and doing something, those small positive behaviors every day that shows honor and respect and appreciation and consideration and intentionality. It says, we're in this together. And I love you today more than I ever have. I'm going to show my love to you every day. Now, the old joke where the couple gets married and the woman years later says, you never tell me you love me anymore. He says, well, I told you I love you on the day we got married. And if I change my mind, I'll let you know. A lot of guys believe that. A lot of guys live by that because they think it's unmanly to express their feelings, to express their love to their spouse on any day other than the wedding day or in the honeymoon or on an anniversary. And I'm going to tell you something. Many women are love sick. They're starved to death for love in their marriages. To hear those words, to see those behaviors from their husband, who's acting more like a clod than a husband, because he's not sharing with her himself. Now, he may bring home a lot of money. He may bring home a lot of things. But if he doesn't bring himself home to her and let her know that while he was away, he was thinking of her and he couldn't wait to get back to her, unless he can show her those things, she doesn't care about the money and about the things.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money and things aren't romantic. That's not sharing himself. And that's what romance is. It's the sharing of self, the giving of self to one another. You know, I often wonder about these reality shows where, like The Bachelor, he weeds out all the weeds to get down to two, and they're supposed to have developed this romantic relationship on national TV over a period of 12 weeks or so. How do you develop a real relationship in front of a nationwide audience? How do you develop any kind of intimate relationship when every move is being monitored and televised? I don't think it's any wonder that on many of these shows, they don't choose either one. And sometimes those that they choose, it never goes anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be an authentic giving of self to one another. And it's not in front of a nationwide audience. It's not a show. It's real. I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I just want you to hear that what means the most, it says the most, is done where most people can't see it.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up on the bottom half of the hour break here. On the next half, stick around. We're going to talk about what does it mean to be romantic? How can we achieve this? It's easier than you think. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, the dreams, the love ever after. This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will soon be here. Now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine that morning walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever after love. After lunch, a few thoughts to stir your soul, then the rest of the afternoon is for just the two of you. Do you go to the pool, hit the town, or maybe just stay in? Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Hosted by W.K. Boyce. Come discover the secrets. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.
Into our second part now of The Life You've Always Wanted from Springfield Marriage and Family. Have a question or comment for the Boyces? Give them a call, 862-9977 in Springfield, 1-800-375-0056 everywhere else, star 56 on your cell phone.
Yeah, please give us a call here in studio. If you're wanting to know a little more information about who we are, where we are, Take a look at us at springfieldmfi.com. That's springfieldmfi for Marriage and Family Institute.com. Every week we have the show Life You've Always Wanted. If you've ever missed it or wanted to go back and thought, you know, that show a couple weeks ago was just great, guess what? Online, every show we have has been archived. You can go to springfieldmfi.com. There's a radio microphone there. Click that, and underneath there will be the radio archive link. Click that link, and it has every show that we've done, including a couple of special things that we've done, such as the Red Skelton skit that we've had on the Pledge of Allegiance. That's one of the most popular things that gets hit on our site, is the Pledge of Allegiance by Red Skelton. The poem that WK read a couple weeks ago.
Perhaps we can.
Perhaps we can.
Yeah.
People are able to share that with your friends. You can go right to there, write out an email, put in a link, go over there and copy that link, and you can sit on an email and send it right to your friends if you want someone else to hear this. The resources are there. SpringfieldMFI.com is for you. If you've ever wondered how in the world do you help a friend that is going through some tough times in their marriage, and we've all had friends that, you know, you wish you could do more than just listen, but you can't counsel them, you can't get into every detail that's going on in their life, but you can be a friend. And you say, you know, I know someone that can help. WK, call WK over at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Or give them the phone number, 882-6767. It's the small things we do for our friends that can be the most helpful. And this is one of the ways we can help, to say, here, check them out. Give WK a call. Give them our website, springfieldmfi.com, for Marriage and Family Institute. The life you've always wanted is within reach. This is part of the opportunity that God has given us, that God has created with us and for us to have. But as we've ended the show every time, it is our choice. We have to do the things it takes to make it happen. And sometimes that gets into trying to even learn how to make it happen.
Yeah, it gets into our comfort zone.
Oh, it definitely gets into our comfort zone. Sometimes we have to make adjustments and changes. What if you were raised with a single parent, and that single parent was the greatest in the world, but you didn't see the interaction between mom and dad? What if you were raised by your grandparents? There are so many things that happen in our lives that maybe we don't know what we don't know. Let me say that again. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of counsel, a little bit of digging into it, making a couple of adjustments in life, makes an enormous difference in our overall life. Looks like we have Chris and Nixa. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm calling because I hear the yearning to try to help couples do better, and I don't know anyone who wouldn't like to have the marriage weekend at the lake, but it's usually a matter of finances and childcare, so perhaps those outside of that couple can recognize that and help them in that way. But personally, I find it very romantic when my husband reads to me. We read separately a lot, but currently it sounds almost silly, I guess, but
not at all.
We read a meaningful book, such as what we're on now is What We Can't Not Know, and that causes both of you on the same line of thinking. It promotes a warmth, and most quiet things do work anyway, so I wonder if people stop long enough to do that together.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
It's worthwhile thinking about. It works for us.
Chris, how long have you been married?
41 years.
Oh, incredible.
And we get the most beautiful cards from our children because of our desire to stay committed.
And that's an excellent example for them and to them.
Okay. Well, I wish you well in your efforts.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your phone call.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, reading to one another, not only reading the same book together, but reading to one another, is extremely important. As you said, as Chris said, it keeps you on the same page. It helps you keep your thinking along the same lines.
You know, at night, my girls come downstairs, and after they've gotten dressed, got their teeth brushed, it's time for bed. Almost always, they're going, Daddy, will you read us a story? Daddy, read us a story. Read us a story. Are you going to read us a story tonight? How about a chapter? In that story, they get to live an adventure. They get to hear in a way that they don't have to think. They just get to enjoy. And it sounds like Chris gets a lot of enjoyment just from her husband reading to her. Could be a book, could be a chapter, could be a poem. Something that's special.
One person said, what is true romance? They said, true romance isn't buying your lover a truckload of flowers and presenting them live on television for the world to see. It's giving your lover a single rose every week for the rest of your life. True romance isn't declaring your infatuation for someone in front of an audience of millions. It's being there for that special person every day, no matter how hard things get, and regardless of how many people know you're doing it. It's, again, intentionality. It's those small, positive, specific things that says, I care about you. I'm committed to you. And done in a way that is meaningful to the person that you're presenting it to.
So are we just bankrupt in the romance department? Has the passion that we have when we're dating, at that beginning, has it started to cool off? One person said, are you just too whoop to whoopee? RJ. I love the expression on his face with that one.
I ain't going there.
I tell you, often in counseling, I think WK has said this before, how many times have you asked people, are you still doing the things that brought you together in the first place?
Oh, yeah, I ask people that all the time.
And what's the most common answer to people that are in your office?
No. No. In fact, I ask them, when is the last time you've done this? And the longer the pause before the answer, the more trouble I know that they're in.
The lack of romance in a relationship, that's the red flag. It doesn't just communicate a lack of pizzazz or that the honeymoon is over. It sends a message that we're no longer of value to each other. And what a hard thing to tell someone, that you no longer are valued to me.
And you know, most couples don't intend for that to happen. They don't intend for that message to be communicated to each other. But by not doing the things that says you are special, what is the other left to assume? What are each other left to assume?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's say you're working a lot and just tired. It's not that you don't care about them. It's just that you are tired. But they don't hear the love. They don't feel the love. They don't see those things still being done. Not only are you tired, but it says, hey, I don't think you care about me anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough thing.
And you know, Kenny Rogers had a song come out years ago. It said, every now and then when the world stands in, stealing all our time away, it soon takes so much we forget to touch. That's when I know it's time to say, come with me, let's walk through love's door and be free to love once more. And that whole sentiment, that whole thought is something that we need to back up because we are busy in our lives, because we have responsibilities. We need to continually back up and say, what have I done today that says to my spouse, that says to my husband or to my wife, I really love you. I really love you. And I appreciate everything about you. How can I communicate that differently today than I did yesterday or last week?
Romance for so many of us is a mystery. It's misunderstood. It's confusing. Mm-hmm. Because what men think romance is and what women think romance is are two different things.
Oh, yeah. Follow up on that.
Men and women are different. And that's one of the things we celebrate on this show, is that God made masculinity, God made femininity. There are differences beyond just the physical. It's the way we think. It's the way we act. It's the way we feel. A lot of times, being romantic, a guy's idea of romance probably leads to the bedroom. Every time. That's being romantic. Guys, women's idea of romance is not in the bedroom. It's everything that leads up. It's building that relationship. It's going out for a walk, holding a hand, rubbing her neck when it's sore or she's tired. Completely different ideas of what romance is.
Yeah, for women, it can lead to the bedroom, but it doesn't have to.
Right.
And if we're doing something that every time we do this, it says, I expect to be in the bedroom. I expect to be with you sexually. Then what we're doing becomes a romantic turnoff to our wives. And it's important to know that what we give our wife, what we do for our wife, whether it's holding her hand, rubbing her hands, rubbing her shoulders, even rubbing her feet at night. If it says, I love you, I care about you, I appreciate you. And that's as far as it needs to go. If she understands that, and she's good with that, that's fine. She may take initiative and take you into the bedroom. That's what I'm saying. She likes the choice. She likes to have that choice.
Romance is nurturing.
It is. You know, we talk about counseling within a Christian value system, and Paul in Ephesians 5 said that, where husbands are to nurture and to cherish their wives. And that's being romantic. I mean, that's what romance is. It's nurturing her and cherishing her and communicating that every day of our married life.
To understand romance, we have to have a clear definition of what it is. And that, like W.K. was saying, Paul's example in Ephesians there. If you look up the word in the dictionary, you'll find most definitions are just really vague, the essence of what true romance is. The quality of a love relationship has everything to do with romance. Romance reflects an attitude of interest and pursuit. When you were dating, in the beginning, you paid compliments, flattering words, positive actions that were clearly designed to attract that other person. We do that when we're dating. We put our best foot forward. Yet afterwards, after we've been together a while, the pursuit generally stops. So the pursuit, the continual pursuit of your spouse, is one of the keys to romance. It meets the emotional needs of being desired. It builds a sense of security. If you know that you're wanted, how secure do you feel? The other thing is, do it enthusiastically. Be romantic with intention. Romance reflects thoughtful affection. Romance requires constant observation and forethought. Okay, guys, this is where we need to kind of play detective. We need to know who our wife is, what she likes, even if she doesn't quite necessarily know what she wants at the time. But that we've listened, we've studied her, we've become an expert on who she is. To be able to plan a date and take her out to dinner, to a movie, to whatever. All the things she likes, didn't even know she likes, but because you have been observant, you've studied her, you've learned her. Discover the things that she likes and spend time doing those things together. Keep the ideas, keep an ear out for things that she might want to do, even if it's just dreaming a little. You know, so many times people ask, can it really last? Can that passion and that fire continue to burn? If you fan it, absolutely. If you douse it with water, it'll die.
Yeah.
So many times we do that.
We have Kim in Ozark. Kim, are you there?
Let's try that again. Good morning, Kim.
She decided, I guess, that the fire had gone out, I guess.
Kim, if you would, give us a call back. We'd love to have you on the air.
You know, a man came up to a preacher and he said, I'll give you $100 for every word you don't say in a wedding ceremony. And so he thought, well, there's usually a lot of words spoken in a wedding ceremony, but I don't see what I can do. And so the day of the wedding came up, and the couple came before him, and he looked at the woman and says, take him. She said, yes. He looked at him and said, take her. And he said, yes. And the preacher pronounced him taken. That's how a lot of women feel after the marriage. They feel like they've been taken because the man that has dated them and wowed them with flowers and candy and presents and dates just beyond imagination, all of a sudden that guy's gone. And I want to tell you something. The guy's not gone. Usually he's busy, he's tired, he's involved, and he needs to know that what you're thinking. He needs to know what you're thinking, so you need to tell him. I need to be romanced. I want to date again. And guys, if you're listening to this, you take the initiative. No matter how long it's been since you've dated, and as Ken said a minute ago, you plan the date. You take her out.
Guys, we're going to help you out on this one. February 16th is coming up. Valentine's Day, February 14th is on a Thursday this year. So many times we invest so much time, so much money in all of our other things that we do, be it hunting, fishing, golf, whatever. We have to invest some time into our spouse, into our wives. And guys, I know we wait to the last minute. Well, the last minute is here. February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Every woman dreams of having a fairy tale, having the ever after, having Prince Charming. And guys, we need to step up and become the prince. Too many of us are staying down being the frogs. All right? We have to be the prince. Women want that role. They want us to fulfill the role of being the man. February 16th is a chance for you to take and give her that fairy tale at the Chateau on the Lake. Give us a call at 882-6767. You can register there, or you can go online to springfieldmfi.com. Saturday morning is an incredible time. It's ever after. We're going to learn the secrets of continuing of deepening this love that we have. We're going to have part of the day together. Part of the day is for couples time only.
Mm-hmm.
And that evening, you're going to come back to an incredible, a romantic dinner, candlelight, roses, music, Guys, this is what she wants. Give us a call. Including the hotel, everything together is $399. You can't beat that. Give us a call, 882-6767, or go online to springfieldmfi.com. This year, give her the fairy tale. Go beyond just dinner and roses. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, the dreams, the love ever after. This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will soon be here. Now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine that morning walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever after love. After lunch, a few thoughts to stir your soul, then the rest of the afternoon is for just the two of you. Do you go to the pool, hit the town, or maybe just stay in? Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Hosted by W.K. Boyce. Come discover the secrets. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.